For those who prefer their cars rocket power, flying in high with no boost but holding on to the dream, it's Knox Phoenix and Savage coming to you live from Manfield.
Savage, I think I may have made a mistake.
Yeah? What'd you do this time?
I think I'm just a big misunderstanding, honestly. It's kind of weird.
I'm sure it's fine.
All right, so I've been trying to, you know, like, get into some other hobbies and stuff, like, you know, as I pull away from Rocket League a little bit, you know, there's got to be other things that I can go out and do in the world, right? I need to have more of a life. So I thought, you know, being an entertainer would be good. So I bought some clothes. I learned to do some magic tricks. And you know, I would love to perform at like kids parties and stuff. So I thought I'd just get into clowning. You know, I bought the rubber nose. I got the rainbow wig and the big old floppy boots.
Yeah.
But you know, I didn't think I was like ready for like parties yet. I wanted to kind of just like practice. And so, I just kind of been like going back behind my house and like in the woods and stuff, just like practicing some of my clown tricks and like, you know, the old like squirt bottle, you know, flower, lapel flower and stuff. But the other day, some cops started chasing me for no reason.
Yeah? Do they get you?
Well, no. I mean, thank goodness for the novelty-sized baseball bat that I hadn't tucked away in my pants.
So you weren't just happy to see me.
No, but seriously, Savvy, what should I do? I'm concerned. There are people looking for me.
Well, you see, someone who had the same idea as you is actually on campus where I am.
Ooh.
There is a clown
really?
Running around late at night. And it's gotten to the point where people that are pledging, guys that are pledging for fraternities, if they beat up the clown, they like automatically get into the frat. So you should definitely not come to our campus because people are getting hostile. People went out hunting for my floor tonight. They took forks with them. They took metal forks with them. They're done. They're done with this terrorist clown.
Wait. See, this is discrimination. Where can I go for a nice, free, open practice space to do my clown goofs?
I would say Walmart.
Okay. There are often little kids at Walmart to maybe, you know, kind of like demo my act for.
Yeah, and if they start running away, I would say just chase faster. Just like try to explain what you're doing, but use your crazy voice and like don't actually explain what you're doing. Just keep pretending to be a clown.
Power of persuasion.
Yeah.
Got it, yeah.
Make them believe that you're a clown and you're just there to have fun with their thems.
Right. Now, it must have looked a little goofy because I spilled some red Kool-Aid down my shirt and like so I just had like this red splatter like all over my polka dot shirt and it kind of like, you know, it must have looked super goofy. You think that like maybe had the people chasing me not take me seriously?
Yeah, I think that's probably it. I think next time, as long as you have a clean shirt or if you just like make them believe that like that's not Kool-Aid. So maybe you bring, like, an axe or something and say you were just, like, chopping up Twizzlers.
Oh, Twizzlers. That's fun. Like, it's like I'm a candy clown.
Yeah. And just, like, have the axe, like, dripping with red liquid. And
okay.
That'll be pretty
solid. And then it could be, like, it could be some like candy liquid,
yeah, then you can like take it up and run at the kids with the axe and try to get them to like lick it off.
That's fun.
Like it's like a candy axe.
I could be, you know, Fizbo, the the Twizzler Lumberjack.
Fizbo it's, you know, is like, actually like, there's a copyrighted clown name, so you're gonna have to choose it.
Okay. Well, you just gotta add Bo or Mo to something, and then you've got it. So how about Buzzmo? I'll be Buzzmo.
I believe that is taken as well.
Okay. Thinking of cloud names is harder than you think.
Well, this is your passion. Get on it.
You know, I thought of a name for Live from Manfield, the Rocket League podcast where we jump on Rocket League news, boost you straight to Rocket Tier, all the while scoring our amazing voices into your ear goals. I am Mr. Knox Phoenix.
What's the name? You said you thought of a name for it.
No, for Live from Manfield, like when the podcast.
Oh, that's...
It was a lot easier to think of that than it was for a clown.
That's dumb. I don't like that name. Can we change it?
What's your name, Savvy?
I am Colin the Clown.
It was fun today because we Colin the Clown. It's a terrible clown name.
Yeah.
We got a little bit longer with the 1.24 update than we normally would get on a night like this because usually it doesn't come out until 6 Eastern, the updates. And tonight we got a little gift, a 1 p.m. delivery from the boys at Psionics. We got 1.14.
Yeah, that was awesome. When I saw that it was going to come out in like an hour, I just got back from class and that tweet was from like 30 minutes ago.
Ooh.
So I was like, okay, I'll just sit here for 30 minutes, watch some Netflix, and then get a play for like, I got to play for like an hour before I had to go to my next class, which was pretty cool. I hopped on and I was really disappointed because the cars weren't showing up for me.
Yeah, so I mean, there wasn't a lot to try out in this new update like there was in the last one. You know, of course, there's a new map and then there's two new cars. But the two new cars weren't even part of the launch hour. It was a bit strange. I went straight to the showroom and tried to buy them. They weren't there.
Yeah, I did that as well. I like even messaged you and I was like, they're not there.
There was a tweet sent out that they just took a little while to show up into the Steam store. And then they finally made it about an hour later. Now, I buy every DLC that Psionics releases just because I love Psionics.
Have you bought the soundtracks?
I have not.
I would have if they showed up in the game telling me that, like, having that little annoying orange alert symbol thing. But there's no, like, consequence for me not buying them, so I have not bought them either.
That's true. That's true. Also, what do you do with it?
Well, I would.
I mean, all of the soundtracks
only listen to that for the rest of your life.
But all of the soundtracks are on Spotify, and so like you could just like click right there and listen to them. You know.
See, but then you're not showing support for the game and its musical developers.
I do that through keys now mainly. I have 60 keys in my inventory. And it gets kind of funny when you have more than 50 keys because it takes up more than a page of your manage inventory screen. So, I got a lot of keys.
60 keys is a couple keys. That's like enough for at least 50 crates.
I'm saving for them trades on, you know.
Ooh.
That's what it is. So, I got 2 days left on them so that I can, you know, I can get some stuff.
All right, I got some regular chakrams.
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking those. Like 60 keys.
Close. You're just a little high. What did you think of the two new cars when they finally did come out?
Well, I just played with them literally for like 10, 15 minutes before we started here. I played with the Proteus for a couple minutes, and I really wasn't a huge fan of it. I thought it was...
That one was a lot more different than what I was expecting.
Yeah, it was like they took the Grog and made it tiny.
They made a breakout. The Grog and the breakout had a baby.
Yeah.
A love child and a fair child. Because it's flat. It's a lot flatter, but it's as wide as the Grog. But it's kind of like stubby, too.
Kind of like
it's not Sippy, very long. Okay.
But like,
yeah,
kind of handles like the Grog had a baby with the breakout.
Yeah, exactly.
I really like the little dongles on the front of the car, though.
Yeah, the little grabbers. Like, hey, I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you.
They move around all the time, which I think is awesome.
Wait, I did not know that.
Yeah, they move around. Well, like, when you land and stuff, they, like, bounce around and things.
Oh, okay. That's cute. That's fun. Those little grabbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
I'm gonna get you. Wouldn't it be cool if you could grab other cars? Like, hey, I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna come and give you a little pinch.
That should be a Rumble update.
It should.
Proteus can actually latch onto other cars.
The Triton. Now, this one was really strange because the first thing that I do when I try out a new car is I turn it around a little bit and I drift it around a little bit. And this thing freaking drifted on a dime. We're talking like pre-patched, pre-nerfed Batmobile drifts. This thing was crazy.
Yeah. Even like the turning radius when I was like driving up to the ball, it was like, whoa. This thing's turning like a foghorn.
Well, I didn't know that foghorns could turn, but, you know, maybe like turn like a turntable, maybe.
No, like a foghorn.
Okay. Okay. We'll stick with the foghorn then reference. I'll play along. Now the hitbox, the visuals, how'd you feel?
I thought the hitbox was like a Batmobile and a Dominus had a baby.
Lots of cars having babies. There's a lot of fraternizing Rocket League battle cars that we need to keep an eye on. This is getting out of hand.
Yeah. You know. These unplanned pregnancies. These unplanned pregnancies could be prevented with just one simple tool. And that's a condominium. If we just buy every single car their own condo, then there won't be any more babies. So what we should do is make them all sleep together.
Now, for ground hits, dribble plays, and stuff like that, I actually found the Triton quite playable. For aerial play, however, not quite so much. And here's the difference why I didn't find it playable, is because it's got a pointy nose, okay? Think of, like, the Aftershock. It's another similar car. In fact, it reminds me a lot of the Aftershock. However, when you're flying, your nose is pointed up, and you can visibly see your nose and see how it's going to interact with the ball. And since it's got a pointy nose, just visually it throws me off because you don't know how far the point goes into the ball and how far like the like sides of the point like stop to be a flat because all of the hitboxes are rectangular, and I just could not get nice accurate hits in the air with that bad boy.
Yeah, I haven't really played with it yet. I've just run around in free play. But
I will say I have seen the most of that car from the two new cars in competitive play. I have queued quite a bit of competitive since the update.
Yeah.
Lots of Tritons.
I definitely understand that because those longer cars are always the ones that are more popular. Nobody wants to play with a Breakout and Grog's Lovechild. Especially when it's not long enough.
I would rather play with that one than, I don't know, I might. Let's see. I'm going to main the Proteus for now.
Length matters.
To be honest.
Size matters.
Now, this is an interesting thought, right? Because Psyonix has often come out and publicly stated that they want to see more than just the main three cars in the competitive scene, in the pro tournaments and stuff like that, and, you know, people using them on stream, that kind of thing. But why is it when they release new DLC cars, they make these funky little buggers?
You know, I don't know. They really want to see some, like, variety in the game, is what I would probably say.
But the last viable competitive car that came out in a DLC is the Masamune, arguably, but then again, like, it's not seen nearly as much play as, like, the Dominus.
I would say the most playable recent DLC car is the Dominus GT.
That's not a DLC.
It is.
No. It's an import body within the main game. You do not have to pay for that DLC. It is not downloadable content. It's in the core game.
But you cannot get it unless you pay money. Or have very generous friends.
No, that's not true at all.
But
check it this way. You play a couple games, you unlock those pink sunbursts. Your boy unlocks a GT when he buys the keys. You say, hey, dude, I'll give you my pink sunburst for GT.
So you just traded in-game items. You got some generous friends.
That's not generous. Pink sunburst for a GT is generous on your part, dude. Those sunbursts are worth like $30. 30 keys.
You know, man. I tried to make one joke.
Well, it didn't work. What was the joke? Where was the joke in there? Where was the goof?
Dominus. Because it's just the same car. It's just a different skin.
Okay. I was just defending that. Okay, whatever. It doesn't even matter. Now, of course, the cars came themed because of the new map that they accompanied. Did you drive around Aquadome at all?
I got to play 2 or 3 games on Aquadome.
Your thoughts. Very interested. Go ahead.
I love the look of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much I like playing on it, though.
Yeah, it's not fun to play
on. Also, at this point, the ball looks like it's underwater and there are like bubbles following around it.
There's definitely some bugs. Definitely some bugs with the ball outline, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I only played like 3 games and noticed it.
I noticed it when I was driving around in like demo mode. The first thing I noticed is the design on the floor. Did not really catch me as appealing. The boost pads blend in and are hard to find in all of the busyness, so I didn't like that. But also, there's not any hard lines like you have in all of the other maps. Like, think of Manfield, there's a straight midfield line. Think of every map. And then you also have guides to where the boosts are on the side. There's nothing like that in Aquadome, and so I had a hard time figuring out my, like, relative position on the map. And it made finding the goal difficult because there are times when I'm looking at the ceiling on a map and that's where I have to decide where I'm going to shoot with the ball. And I can't do that very well on a map like this one because the lines on the ground and stuff just don't match up. There are definitely some bugs with the ball outline. I think that they have something to work out there because it gets all wavy and jittery if you're looking at it from any distance. And also the corners on the ceiling don't have any textures next to them. And you kind of have to just guess since it's all made out of glass and it's clear, perfectly see-through, very difficult to judge. I don't like playing on it. Very disappointing because the map looks so cool, but it needs help.
Yeah. I was really excited and I'm a little bit disappointed, but I don't know. It looks cool, for sure.
It looks cool. It's all right. So far, 3 of the biggest things that come out of this update. And to be honest, I was disappointed with most 3 of them.
I would say I was disappointed with... I was kind of disappointed in the Proteus, too. I wasn't really disappointed in... Okay, I was... I guess I was disappointed. Only slightly, though. I like all the new stuff, like, but I am just a little disappointed.
It looks like Psyonix was the one clowning around.
Yeah. Funny.
Crates. After I tried out the new stuff and I didn't like any of it, I just played ranked grinding for them crates. Did you unlock any Champion 3 crates?
I have not, because I haven't played any online games.
Oh, that'll do it.
I just played like 3 privates.
I've played on my estimate now 30 to 35 online matches today. And out of those 35 online matches, I unlocked 1 crate, and it was Champion Series 1. That's right. I have yet to see an organically dropped Champ Series 3 crate. However, I did trade some items and pick up 5 of them to open up and explore. So, if you haven't had a chance to see, we got some decals in there, we got 2 new boosts, we got 3 new sets of wheels, and of course, the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. The Breakout Type S.
Did you get the Breakout?
No, there's a guy that has one that won't trade anything for it. I collect only certified bodies, and there's a guy that literally used a tradable key, opened a box, and got a certified scorer Breakout Type S, and I was like, dude. Check it out. I've got 4 different colors of sunbursts. I've got 5 different colors of tunicas. I've got these wheels. I've got all of these certified bodies. Like, you pick anything. And he was like, nah, not really looking for anything. Let me know when you get 30 keys. And I was like, are you serious?
Dang.
Yeah, dude. I could not get it.
I bet you'll
I'm so upset.
I bet
Eventually. Yeah, well, I'll get it from someone else.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at picking up bodies. Like I said, I have 5 certified GTs and 4 certified RXTs and certified X-Devil. I'm all certified up. My whole loadout's certified right now. Did you know that? I had
10... Let's see, I had 12 cards, 12 import cards.
Mm-hmm.
5 Dominus GTs, 5 Takumis, a Roadhog, and a X-Devil.
Oh, yeah.
My X-Devil was certified.
Nice.
That is it. Out of 12 cars that I had opened.
I got the cert magic. What can I say? I didn't open all those. I traded for a lot of them, but like, the cert magic is real with Nox.
Yeah.
My whole loadout's certified. I love certification. I have certified Heatwave. I have certified GT. Certified orange painted not Lobos. Orange painted Photons. And certified Polygonal Boost. So every single thing that I have tracks a different stat, and it's awesome.
I'm pretty happy with... I got some certified Chakrams.
Mm-hmm.
And with the heat wave going on, I can make a really cool, like, Santa car. So I've had, like, the red Chakrams, and then the red car with the white, and then the Santa hat, like, fits it perfectly.
Aww. It's fun.
And I have my Halloween boost on, so I'm, like, still in October, but I'm, like...
Ironic. You're, like,
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready for... Christmas.
Gotcha.
But my wheels are certified for clears.
Ooh.
Which is a pretty awesome one.
Hang on a second. What is the certification for clears? I don't think there is a certification for clears.
That's what
Savvy?
My wheels are. I will literally open the game right now and like it's sweeper, I think.
But that's right, that there is a sweeper. I'm sorry.
I'm at like 67 in one day of playing. So it's one of those things that you can like, it's one of the certifications that can bump up real quick, which is
right,
pretty cool.
Right.
Because I had that turtle X-Devil, and I got a couple turtle hat donations from all of our lovely listeners.
That's sick.
But
listed in the patch notes for this update was something that no one really expected, but is probably one of the better parts of the patch. Because they have, I think it was like 12 more sets of rims that can now be dropped randomly as painted. And we're talking some of the cool ones. Like,
even some of the new
ones. Neptunes.
Yeah, some of the like brand spanking new wheels that are coming.
The Alchemists can be painted now.
Which ones are the Alchemists?
The Alchemists are the ones where it's got like 4 big bars. Like...
Is it one of the...
The Alchemists are, like, some of my favorite wheels.
Those are pretty sweet.
Yeah, those can be painted now. Oh, but there's, like, 12 new wheels that can be painted randomly. And so I was like, now I really hope that this doesn't increase the drop rate for painted rims, because I still want there to be this, like, elitism of, like, no, I've got painted rims. Like, I've played long enough that I've collected a good set of these. Rather than just like there being all kinds of painted rims and everyone can get a color that they want and all this stuff. I like it being, you know, a rare kind of like thing. And I mean, I played all today and I haven't seen any new rims. So
I would love to see some painted river wheels.
Those aren't on the list, sorry.
But like those eventually.
Eventually.
Because like those have the giant like fangs sticking out the sides. And if those were painted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sick.
It would be.
The Triton wheels are alpha wheels. You know that?
Are alpha wheels? What?
They're like gold. Man, people are gonna be upset. Okay, but yeah.
Anyway. And also in the patch notes, they listed that there's a bunch of updates to Cosmic. I didn't actually get into Cosmic to try it out, but it sounds like they're taking a lot of the feedback that people gave it. And like tweaking it a little bit, it sounds like it's getting ready for maybe a competitive tweak, just like Neo Tokyo did.
I would be much happier to see Cosmic and competitive than Neo Tokyo.
You know what? I kind of give up the fight at this point. I wish I could just queue only standard maps, but at this point, the more non-standard maps they add in to ranked, the closer we get to that little switch that I want where it says, like, untoggle non-standard maps. They might not ever do that, but I want it so bad.
Yeah, but it's also like in putting in that new like, okay, It's like throwing in that CSGO aspect. That's like, you got to be good on all different kinds of maps. And it's like adding more variety to the game.
See, but that's just not Rocket League to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Understandable. But
the RLCS was this weekend. Did you get a chance to watch any of the games?
I did get to watch two of the matches. Just because I watched the glorious, glorious, best interview I'd ever listened to. Way better than anything we've ever done on this podcast. The Sevadam interview, which if you haven't watched, I would highly recommend going on Reddit.
We'll link it in the show notes.
Because it made my week.
Okay, Sevadam interview. I didn't see it. What happened in it? Why is it funny?
He just trolled the crap out of Axeltos and all the analysts right live on the RLCS stream.
I'm gonna go watch it after we're done recording. You can believe that.
And a great thing to notice is make sure you watch in the background. After he takes his backpack off, he kind of leans back. Mm-hmm. So you can see behind him. And he has a picture of Kenobi's face with a mountain underneath it. So it's pretty great. He just, like, all the greatest Rocket League memes just included into one, like, 3-minute interview.
I watched a good deal of the NA matches. They were real fun. Of course, I saw Exodus just coming out strong with 2-3-0 sweeps.
Exodus over is ridiculous right now.
It's true. They took out G2, but then again, I mean,
that's not really that impressive. Sorry to say it.
Yeah, exactly. Who's not taking out G2 in a 3-0 right now? Got him. But this is what's interesting. They took out the very strong Take 3 in a 3-0.
Yeah, Take 3 is Rizzo, Zayn, and Insolences. Look at that, guys. Look at how on top of our pro scene we are this week.
Oh, we're very on top of it. Very, very dominating. And then I watched the Kings of Urban versus my boys Genesis.
You mean NRG matchup. Esports?
It was Kings of Urban when they played, so I'm going to call them Kings of Urban. Okay,
well, they became NRG Esports now. So.
They are now. So another large org to pick up a Rocket League team.
Love to see it.
Good.
Especially with like a team with, like Kings. They were a long, long holdout. So that team's been around since the very beginning of Rocket League.
Yep. And yeah. I actually got to talk with Kings Urban a little bit this week, and there's some cool stuff that's happening in the pro scene that's evolving the competitive atmosphere of Rocket League, NRG is at the point of it, the center of it, and it's why I think they're going to win the next RLCS. I don't know. Genesis has just some raw skill, and they've got my favorite players, so I'm still rooting for Genesis. But NRG puts the most thought into their series out of any other team. They have detailed notes on every other team, and they change how they play compared to who they're playing. So, for instance, they know that like if we go up against this team, they're a lot better at, passing off of the backboard. And so we'll, instead of having just one person on the back wall to defend, we'll have, me and Sad up on the backboard stopping backboard passes, and then we'll just leave Fireburner down there to do the goal defense. Or they know that, like, if there's a team that tries to rotate really fast, then we try to go for more spread out demos and more passing plays because it'll tear apart the rotations. And so they have detailed notes not only on how other teams like to play, but also the best way that they've found to counter those play styles, which is why you usually see, you'll never see NRG get swept, and you'll usually see them maybe drop game one or two, but take the series after that, which is what happened when they played Genesis. You could tell that once they figured out what they needed to counter, they just cracked the code, and games 3 and 4 were just way more easier for them to win.
Yeah, and with those notes, who's leading that? Do they have a coach, or is that just like them as a team working together?
I don't know. You know, they've got to be a little secretive with some of it. They don't give me any of their detailed notes on some of the other teams because, I mean, this is essentially a lot of groundwork into figuring out how to beat other teams. They did mention that, like, playing against, like, bubble teams and stuff, like, you can't keep track of any more than just, like, the top eight teams. Otherwise, like, you can't figure out how to change your play style against them. When it comes to, like, bubble teams and stuff, he's like, you know, we'll drop series to them because we haven't played them before. He's like, you just have to outplay them, essentially, to beat them, which is how you usually, like, do those kind of things. So, which I think may have been some of their struggle in the RLCS this past go in Season 1, because the two teams that they had to play were, the first team that they had to play was an EU team, so they probably didn't get a chance to scrim them a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So, possibly. But that's just really interesting at a look into, you know, what playing in, like, the professional atmosphere is right now. It's not so much that you have to develop your own play style, but you have to become familiar with the other play styles of the top pro teams that you have against you, and you have to know how to counter them. And I think that's what NRG does so well.
Yeah, that's really cool. Like, that's definitely, like, ahead of the game and that type of stuff.
And then they're gonna play Exodus not this weekend because this is the Mayhem this weekend, but the next weekend. So I'm really excited about that. But they have never since the first series that they played against Exodus dropped a series against Exodus. I believe is how they worded it to me. They're, you know, at least concerned because they're playing so well right now, but they're also like, no, we think that we found the thing that beats Exodus, and so we're pretty confident that we've got Exodus down.
Huh. That's some bold words.
So I'm very excited to see the series against Exodus.
Yeah, I'll have to tune into that series. Can I just, like, raise my hand, take a little sidebar, and ask a question real quick that I'm sure a lot of people want to know?
Do it.
All of these signs that say Mayhem, what is that?
It's kind of... Do you actually not know?
I literally have no idea. And I've asked several people about none.
This is something that I'm annoyed with. Maybe some of the pros are annoyed with. I don't know. Actually, probably not. So there is a tournament going on this weekend as a break from the RLCS, kind of, because the RLCS teams have to compete in it still. But it is its own tournament apart from RLCS standings, and there's quite a lot of prize pool money actually involved in it too.
Wow.
But it's got this very strange format, okay? So each team plays 5 games against their opponents, right? And here's how those games go. Game 1 is on a non-regulation arena. Game 2 is on a second non-regulation arena. Game 3 is a mutator combination.
Whoa.
Game 4 is another mutator combination. And game 5 is a matchup in Rumble. Okay? It's kind of Psyonix's way of showing that there's more to the game than just this competitive play. And it's definitely something to try to get more players into the game. So I understand why they're doing it. What's a little interesting, though, is that it's got a $10,000 prize pool attached to it.
Wow.
So, yeah, and that's figured from the RLCS prize pool. So, now, I understand why they're doing this, too, because Psyonix and Twitch and the partnership really values the professional players that they have, and they want to make it more viable of a career to play Rocket League professionally. So they're hosting more prize pool tournaments like this and paying out more than just the top 3 teams because they want to make sure that more players are able to get paid. Rather than $10,000 going to first prize, it pays all the way down to like 6th place, just like the RLCS did, so that like more people can get money and make it a more possible career.
Huh.
So there's that. Now I will say that there is something cool about the Mayhem tournament, which is this weekend. Those non-regulation arenas and those mutator combinations, those are all selected by the viewers on the stream.
Oh, that's so awesome.
The first arena is the top voted non-regulation arena by viewers. The game 2 is the runner-up. And the same with game 3 and 4. It's the most voted for mutator combinations and the runner-up for game 4. So you get to have some say in the environment that the pros are going to be playing in this weekend.
Okay.
This should be a good time.
Yeah, that's super interesting. That could be pretty cool. Or people could be very upset about it. Hopefully it gets a good, viewership for it.
I'm probably not going to watch it. I maybe tune into a game or two just to see, if they're able to pull anything crazy off in Rumble just because they're pros. But really, I'm just happy for what it's going to do for the Rocket League community. It's going to pull in, all of these viewers who maybe enjoy watching Rocket League but haven't taken the step to buy the game yet. Maybe they'll see some of the fun that you can be had and then take that extra step.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of tournaments, Ghost Boosters had a pretty big tournament this past Friday night, right?
Yeah, so if you are unfamiliar with Ghost Boosters, it is an organization I am a part owner of, which is...
Owner? Whoa. Mr. Big Shot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I did not know I was with royalty.
Yeah. I actually do very little these days, day-to-day. That is all handled by our awesome Super Ghost.
And that's not just Ghost Boosters related. That's just life related, right?
Yeah, you do just very don't every do day. Anything. I just sleep most of the time.
You're one of the pirates who don't do anything.
Yeah.
We are the pirates who don't do anything.
Okay. Is that VeggieTales?
That's VeggieTales, dude. Yeah, you're on. Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Well, so everything is run by our super freaking duper Super Ghost and Billy Scape, who was the founder dude, and who's also an owner. But yeah, that's just a little background. But we have been hosting weekly tournaments, weekly invitational, not invitational.
Not invitational. I've played in one of those.
Yeah, we had 8 weeks of open tournaments, which anybody could show up, sign up for, and your placement in those would earn you points. And at the end of those 8 weeks, the top 16 teams were invited to play in our invitational tournament, which had a 400 some dollar prize pool. It's pretty solid.
That's pretty decent. That's a nice
especially
prize pool
for the players that we have, which is usually, it's not just a whole bunch of pros, it's right at that mid-level, below the bubble team player level, usually.
Yeah, I've played in a couple of them, and they're fun tournaments, definitely, for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
This past Friday was the grand finals, right?
So the grand finals invitational tournament.
Invitational, so you had to have gotten enough points to earn your way into this tournament through the season.
One thing that needs to be clear, you had to be invited to play in this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, you were allowed a sub if the sub was confirmed, player level, so nobody could bring in, Kenobi.
Right.
And that was just so, okay, all these teams that showed up and they've been playing consistently, they're not just gonna make it to this final and then just get destroyed, because that wouldn't be fun for anyone.
Right.
Because we're getting to this point so we can see the best of the best from our community.
From the season, right? It's not about this one tournament to take $400. It's about who played throughout the season and then...
Who played throughout the season to earn their way into this final and to play. So, the tournament was going pretty well. There were a couple hiccups in, some teams. We had to turn down one of our pretty usuals, Epic Johnny, asked if he could bring Squishy Muffins in to play with him, which Squishy has played in our tournaments before, and we've actually had to not finish two tournaments because people did not want to play against him and how toxic he was.
Interesting.
So we thought about his skill level because he's a very, very good player. The guy is... He's not really, he's a very good player. He could play at the very top level.
He's a good player. Yeah. Well, he's a sub for G2.
Yeah. So we told him.
And we've all seen what the sub for G2 can do. They can become MVP at the RLCS.
Yeah, you know, that's like automatic. So we tell Squishy, we're like, hey, it's not going to be fair to everybody else if you and Johnny play together. So we told Johnny that he could either not play in the tournament because his other teammate wasn't there. He couldn't show up, so he's going to grab Squishy Muffins to play with him. But then we told Johnny he could either take an extra 15 minutes and we just start the tourney a little late and let him find another teammate, or he could just not play, which we didn't really want to happen because Johnny's been so, like, he's played in more Gobo tournaments than anybody else by far.
Oh, wow.
Like, wow. The guy's been around since I was running the tournaments with, like, 4 teams showing up, and now there's like 70 teams.
Interesting.
But yeah, so Johnny finds his other friend who he had said couldn't be there, J Dimes, and we're like, cool.
Okay.
It was kind of weird. J Dimes, I guess, had just built a PC, so he's playing on that. Okay. He's usually a PS4 player. Johnny and him would always play. Because Johnny had a PS4 too.
Right.
And they would play together in the tournaments, and they'd still do, like, really well, even though they're on PS4. So we're like, okay, people get PCs, whatever. He had to sign up with Smash, like, on Smash.gg. Ran everything through that, which, have to say, was super cool, because this week it went pretty well running it through Smash.
Oh, good.
So that will be more regular come the future, which will make everything a lot easier for people playing and make the tournaments go smoother.
Right.
Yeah, so Johnny says he's going to play with J Dimes, and they play and absolutely destroy everyone they play against. And we're getting a lot of, like, complaints because all these teams have played for the past 8 weeks against each other.
Right. They know each other.
Yeah, they know, like, they know how good each other are. And people were complaining about how J Dimes was just, like, playing out of his mind and was just absolutely destroying everyone he played against.
I think I see where this is going.
So, we grabbed in Johnny. I keep saying we, but I was not there. And I feel really bad about it because it was a really crappy situation. But I wasn't around, and these guys handled it super freaking well. But they grabbed in Johnny and J Dimes, and they were trying to talk to him. And they were just going to do, like, ask J Dimes a couple questions to try to, like, just be for sure that J Dimes was J Dimes.
Right.
He was going off about how he was. He had said he'd build his own computer, and then he said he was playing on his mom's PC and he couldn't really be on Discord because of how crappy her PC was. And then Minecrafting Dad came up with a pretty good, like, solution, because he was pretty certain he knew what was going on at this point.
Right.
So,
I'm pretty sure I know what's going on.
So he talks to J Dimes and he asks J Dimes if he can just send a DM from his Twitter to the Gobo Twitter. Just like, or check what Minecrafting Dad had DM'd him and just tell him what he said. You know, super simple if you're actually J Dimes. Well, so J Dimes never came through with this. And then later on, well, at this point, it was very obvious that
it's not J-Dimes.
Squishy Muffins had come back into the tournament after being asked to not play in the tournament, after not being invited to play in the tournament, played in the tournament, lied about everything that was going on, created a fake account, created a fake account, created a fake Discord, and was
That's a shame.
Playing under the name of J Dimes, just as a
now Someone actually told me about this. There was like a post on like Reddit, I believe.
There were a lot of posts on Reddit about. Yeah.
I believe that he actually got. I believe that he actually had to make two accounts because they caught him the first time.
Really?
Yeah, I believe in the way that I had read about it that they caught him like hey Squishy, sorry you can't play. And then he made an account and like, wait a second, no, like we know this is you still. Like, I think he might have just changed his name on Steam or something like that. Or I don't even know. Yeah. But they're like, we know it's you still. Like, you cannot play. And then he still went ahead and went around this. I'm upset because this is for a quick buck, right? This is a tournament that was designed.
It's a tournament that he has won way more money than in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing this because he knows he can come in and just sweep everyone without even trying.
Yep.
They had not dropped a match throughout the tourney.
Yeah, that's a shame. It is a shame.
It was really bad. And the community has been awesome about it. We had to actually cancel the tournament. When we got to the finals, the tournament was called off. Because how are we going to play? How unfair is it to all the other teams that they had to play against Squishy and Johnny?
Right.
And they got knocked out, and they could have had a chance to get up close to the...
So it's rescheduled. Spot.
So it's rescheduled.
Cool.
Squishy and Johnny have been permanently banned.
Yeah.
Which is just...
It happens.
But, I don't know. I feel like Squishy definitely got what was coming to him, because the community backlash towards him was humongous. And he is no longer a sub for G2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know this. So he got taken off of G2's roster.
What happened was Softgoat actually messaged me the night before. Softgoat and Gambit are pretty good friends.
Okay.
They talk quite a bit. Softgoat messaged me and asked if he could have a bit of a statement about Squishy Muffins and Gobo Past. So I was just talking, like I was gonna send him back something, and then the next day I saw a tweet from Gambit, which was, "We are still waiting on Crow and Zero to get back to talk over everything as a team, but I for one will not call a cheater as my teammate."
Rip.
So then Squishy tweeted out with, "Hey, I'm leaving G2 on good terms," after Gambit deleted good his terms. Tweets. Yeah. That made me put a little smile on my face. But
good terms.
Yeah, that was really funny.
But maybe we shouldn't focus on what other players have been doing this past week, you know, because you and I play the game sometimes too. So now it is time for
the Weekly Whiffs!
Weekly Whiffs. It is our recap in what Savage and I have been up to in the game. Savage, what have you been doing, dude?
Oh, man. I've been doing so much things.
So much things.
So much things. All the things. Like, five things.
You haven't
things.
Been playing, have you?
No, I have, actually. I've played quite a bit this past week.
Oh, nice.
I just have been, like, I've been playing some twos. I have found some, like, other random people. I've just been, like, solo queuing and then inviting those people to, like, when we win games, I'm like, okay, played pretty well. We can just, like, keep going. And have found a couple of people that, like, when I played with them, went, like, 8-1.
Ooh, I like it.
And finally finished up. I got, I think I'm Div 5 of Shooting Star. I'm almost an all-star.
Oh, my boy. My boy.
Also got my threes rank up into the blues.
Up into those blues.
And my ones rank is Shooting Star. And then I just haven't played solo standard, so that's still like Challenger 2. But yeah, I'm pretty happy with like how I've been playing and how much I've been playing.
Good. I'm glad that you're getting a chance to take away from some college, to relax a little bit, kick back and play some of the greatest game in the world.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I've been on my grind this week. And when I talk about my grind, I'm not talking about grind in ranked queues. I'm talking about trading. So I started a spreadsheet when I realized that I had, like, you know, a decent amount of valued items. On the spreadsheet, when I listed everything that I had and all the colors and stuff that I had, I realized that I had about 120 keys worth of stuff. And so I wanted to do a little experiment, right? Because I used to, you know, play Magic the Gathering and would do all the trades and stuff for that. And there were these things in Magic the Gathering you could do called a pack to power, where you would open one booster pack, and then over a month you would see how many trade ups you could do with those cards and get, like, you know, all this other big stuff. And it'd be ridiculous because you would get, like, you'd, like, triple your value. So using the items that I had worth 120 keys, I traded around, always making sure that I at least slightly got, you know, a better end of the deal, or at least what I figured to be a better end of the deal. And I think I did a pretty good job, Savage.
Yeah.
My Google Sheets now has 290 keys worth of items.
That's a pretty solid week.
I have 4 painted sunbursts, like 3 painted tunicas. I have 3 painted photons. They're all certified, pretty much, if they can be certified. I've got like 4 certified GTs and like 3 certified Takumis. It's pretty chill, dude. My inventory is nice.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I've been up to. I've been doing a lot of trading. I have been, you know, grinding some ranked stuff, but, you know, I'm not really going up or down. Just having fun playing some games. But mostly just been trading, though. Like, that's why I'm excited for this Champ Series 3. I'm just trading.
Yeah. I've actually been doing quite a bit of trading. Just for crates. I've just been running crates. Because I've been dying, absolutely dying, to have a heat wave. And I wanted to do my best to not just, like, pay with PayPal, because I know that's, like, against the EULA.
The EULA?
So, I traded around. I traded a lot of my stuff away. And I got some crates, and I finally freaking got it.
You did! You opened Heatwave!
I opened a Heatwave.
Nice.
And it only...
That's my boy. You've been on your hustle, too.
I have. It's not certified, though, so that's exciting.
Yeah. Mine is. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. I just don't get certified things.
Certified heat wave, so it happens.
Yeah.
But it's good that you've been playing a lot in the game, dude. I'm glad that we're both having fun with it. I'm definitely less frustrated with it. So that's going to do it for us this week.
Is it?
I hope that you enjoyed the show.
I enjoyed the show.
I'm not talking to you at this point. There are times in a podcast, Savage, where I know that you and I are the only ones in this Discord call, but I'm not talking to you.
Well, I'm talking to you.
I want to thank people who tweet about the show. Super awesome people that we call Rocket Tweeters. There are some people that are just at the top, you know? They're like our Grand Champ Rocket Tweeters. They do it over and over again. I'm talking about people like Declan Sparkling Sparling.
Sparkle.
My boy.
Sparkle.
I'm talking about Jesper Ole. Son. You're obese, wizard. Goldenshine and Phalius, thank you guys so much for tweeting about the show. It helps get the word out. You guys are super cool.
So my one complaint about the Rocket Tweeters is that we have one Rocket Tweeter that every week is just on top of this game. And we never get to talk about him. He never gets that Rocket Tweeter status.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's really unfair. Why is that? Well, it's me, but if I tweet about the show, I don't know.
I'm sorry. No, you don't get any. You have
I should
to
get recognition.
It's in your contract.
I You're didn't not, like... sign nothing.
that you think.
Also, if I can tweet about the show, then I think literally anyone can. So, make sure to tweet us with the hashtag of clowning this week. Let's try to get that trending. Let's talk about what your clown name would be with the hashtag clowning. Send them in. Maybe we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, maybe.
And you know, like, if you're scared of Twitter, like, if it's one of those things that really just, like, freaks you out, you can head over to our website at lfmanfield.com and you could submit topics there, and then only we can see it. Sometimes only Knox, because he deletes emails, so I can't look at him.
I hide emails from Savage all the time.
Yeah, but, like, do that if you don't want everybody else to see that you're tweeting. If you don't want anybody to know that you listen to us because you're just so ashamed, then go to the website and submit a topic. And
yeah, we'll talk about it sometimes. No. If you submit a topic for us to talk about, we'll at least talk about it. Even if it's a stupid topic, we'll talk about how stupid the topic was.
And so, if you request that your name's not mentioned, then we won't mention your name. Yeah, straight on. Probably. But, yeah.
Patreon.com/LFManfield is a place where you can support the show if you so desire. I want to thank so dearly our patrons on Patreon. We have been trying to get some bonus content out for our patrons because we really do appreciate that you guys help us out. Last week, Savage did he posted this video he recorded a while ago of some analysis while playing Small Movie Ones. And I really wanted to take it a different route this week because, you know, there are so many videos of people doing tutorials and replay analysis and all that kind of stuff. So I wanted to maybe create a video that didn't quite exist yet for our Patreon supporters, exclusively for our supporters on Patreon. I recorded a 40-minute...
I was going to say, I thought you said 40. I was like, 14's not as impressive.
I recorded a 40-minute deep exploration into the Rocket League lore and world. So I found some fantastically interesting stuff. This is something that you definitely want to check out because, I mean, there are companies that are advertised on some of the decals of cars that actually have their own skyscrapers in some of the maps. And there are places where you see eggs in some interesting fashions. And so I start putting some pieces together. I definitely know more about the world that Rocket League takes place in, and I drew some conclusions that I share about in this video. If you want to become a patron of the show, you can do that at any time. And any existing patron that signs up after we have bonus content, you'll get access to all of the previously released bonus content as well. So if you're thinking about supporting us and also getting some of this bonus content, make sure you go to patreon.com/LFManfield. Thanks.
And you can donate as much or as little as you want. And no matter what, you'll be able to see that. You know, if you wanna donate $1 million per episode, I personally am not gonna stop you.
I will not stop you either. We might have to go to a bi-weekly show if that happens too.
Yeah. make sure to head over to twitch.tv/KnoxPhoenix to look at him on the Twitcher sphere.
I actually haven't been streaming, Savage, because I can't really anymore.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that there is something going on with internets and things where I get rubber banding every time I try to stream now, even no matter how low I put my bitrate, and it's really bothering me. It's hurting my heart.
Well,
I still try sometimes.
You know who you should watch instead of either of us? I have actually been watching him a decent amount because he gets to stream, since he's from across the pond, he streams around 10 in the morning U.S. East time. So if you're on the West Coast, you may not be able to watch. You know, you stay, get up early, watch the stream. That is Gregan25. Gregan is super entertaining. He's a caster for RLC. He's in uni over there, so he has that hip young person perspective.
Oh, that hip young whippersnapper.
Yeah. He's really entertaining. He's actually way better at the game than I thought he was. So make sure to head over there and tell him that you're from Live from Enfield. And we say hi.
I'll have to check him out for sure. That is going to do it for us this week. Today's ending quote is from Napoleon Bonaparte. And oh, it's so relevant. It's so amazing how some of these people of history had such good insight for Rocket League. Don't you agree?
Yeah. All right. Seems like a little weird.
But well, until next week, I'm Nox Phoenix.
I'm Savage Abo the Clown.
And remember, impossible is a word to be found only in the dictionary of Challenger 2s.